प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजवंश वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा जमुना माई की जय। श्रीमती भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की जय। निताई गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बो। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 2. Prayers by the demigod, text number 6. Bhagavan api viswatma viditva kansajam bhayam jadunam nijanathana जोग माया समाधिसत् भगवान अपि विश्वात्मा विदित्वा कंसजं भयं जदुना निजनाथाना जोग माया समाधिसत् भगवान अपि विश्वात्मा विदित्वा कंसजं भयं जदुनां निजनाथानां जोगमायां समाधिसत्। और कोई
भगवान अपि विश्वात्मा
भगवान अपि विश्वात्मा
विदित्वा कंसजं भयं
विदित्वा कंसजं भयं
जदुनां निजनाथानां
जदुनां निजनाथानां
योगमायां समाधिसत्
योगमायां समाधिसत्।
लेडीज भगवान श्री कृष्ण द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड अपि आल्सो विश्वात्मा हु इज द सुपर सोल ऑफ एवरीवन विदित्वा अंडरस्टैंडिंग द पोजीशन ऑफ जदु एंड हिज अदर डिवोटी कंसजम because of kamsa bhayam fear jadunam of the jaduj nijanathanam who had accepted him the supreme lord as their supreme shelter.
Yogamayam
unto Yogamaya, the supreme potency of Krishna. The spiritual potency of Krishna. Samadhisat, order as follows. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. To protect the Jaduj, his personal devotee, from Krishna's attack, from Kansa's attack, the personality of Godhead, Vishwatma, the supreme soul of everyone, ordered Yogamaya as follow. The words Bhagavan api Vishwatma vitva kansajam bhayam are commented upon by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Bhagavan Swayam is Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. He is Vishwatma, the original super soul of everyone. Jai Sri Gaurnitai ki jai, Radharas Bihari ki jai, Sitaram Chumika. Because his plenary portion expands as super soul. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 13:3. Chetragyam chapi mam vidhi sarva chetre subharata. Lord Krishna is Chetragya or super soul of all living entities. He is the original source of all expansions of the personality of Godhead. There are hundreds and thousands of plenary expansion of Vishnu, such as Sankarsana, Pradumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev. But here in this material world, the Vishwatma, the super soul of all living entities, is Chirodakshai Vishnu. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 1861, Ishvara Sarabhutanam Hirdesu Arjuna Tishthati. The Supreme Lord is situated in the heart of all living entities, O Arjuna. Krishna is actually Vishwatma by his plenary expansion as Vishnu Tattva. Yet, because of his affection for his devotee, he acts as super soul to give them directions. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannavishto matta smriti gyanam apohanam cha. The affairs of the super soul pertain to Chirodakshai Vishnu. But Krishna took compassion on Devaki, his devotee, because he understood her fear of Kansa's persecution. A pure devotee is always fearful of material existence. No one knows what will happen next. For one may have to change his body at any moment. Tatha dehantara prapti. Knowing this fact, a pure devotee acts in such a way that he will not have his life spoiled by being obliged to accept another body and undergo the tribulation of material existence. This is bhayam or fear. Bhayam ditya abhinesa. Bhayam dutiya abhinevesat syat. Bhagavatam 11.237. This fear is due to material existence. Properly speaking, everyone should always be alert and fearful of material existence. But although everyone is prone to be affected by the ignorance of material existence, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is always alert to the protection of his devotee. Krishna is so kind and affectionate towards his devotee that he helps them by giving them the intelligence by which to exit in this material world without forgetting him even for a moment. The Lord says, Tesa evanukampartham aham ajnanam tama nasyami atmabhavastho jnanadipena bhasvata. Out of compassion for them, I dwelling in their heart, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. Bhagavad Gita 10:11. The word yoga maya, link, any system of yoga is an attempt to reconnect our broken relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are different types of yoga, of which bhakti yoga is the best. In other yoga system, one must undergo various process before attaining perfection. But bhakti yoga is direct. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginam api sarvesam madgatendaratmanam Radhavan bhajate jo mam same yuktamato tamo mata. Of all the yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service, is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. For the bhakti yogi, a human body is guaranteed in his next existence, as stated by the Lord Krishna. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Brashto Bhijayate. Yoga Maya is the spiritual potency of the Lord. Out of a affection for a devotee, the Lord always stayed in a spiritual touch with them, although otherwise his maya potency is so strong that she bewilders even exalted demigod like Lord Brahma. Therefore, the Lord's potency is called Yoga Maya. Since the Lord is Vishwatma, he immediately ordered Yoga Maya to give protection to Devaki. Om Ajnanati Virandhasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Janmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Gopura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna. So, we are reading 10th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the second chapter of 10th canto. This chapter is called Uddham. Uddham, first chapter was known as Hetu, the cause of Lord appearance. And this chapter is called Uddham. Uddham means the making arrangement of his appearance or different activities. for appearing. So what has been described in this second chapter, Ditiye Kansa Ghataya Devakya Garbhagohari Brahmadivi Astutaha Sacha Satvatem Nirupyate. In this second chapter, Lord is making all the arrangement to kill Kansa. In order to kill Krishna, Kansa, Lord had gone in the womb of Mother Devaki. Devakya Garbhagohari. The Lord appeared from the womb of Mother Devaki. Brahmadivi Astutaha. The demigod, they pray to the Lord when he was in the womb of Mother Devaki. Sacha Satvatam Eti Nirupyate. This way, this chapter is described as the protector of his devotee, Satvatam Pati. So indirectly we can say the Lord is Satvatam Pati. Jai Sri Sri Gaurinitai Ki Jai Radharas Vihari Ki Jai Sitaram Chanaman Ki Jai. So when Kansa was informed by Narad Muni that both sides of Jamuna people are demigod, and this way he went and he called all his chief people and he has parliament session. So there has been description of different demons, and yeah, pralambha bakah charunah trinavarta mahasanai mustika arista dividah putana kesi dhenukai annesha asura bhupalay ban bhomadi bhijuta jadunam kadanam chakre bali magada sansaya. So these two verses talks about there are different demons, and the kings were very powerful, but they were demoniac king. So description has been given about them. Number 3, Te Pinita Nibisuhu Krupanchal Kaikayam Salvan Vidarbhan Nishada Videhan Kosalanapi. So many Jadus, they left Mathura and they went in different places which have been described in this verse number 3. Now, text number 4 and 5, from here it starts. Eke tam anurundhanah gyatayah paryupasate hatesu sadasu balesu devakya agrasenina. The son of Ugrasen, he has killed the 6 children of Devaki. Now these 6 children are Sadgarbha. They were actually originally the demigod. The 6 children who were killed by Kansa, they were demigod in previous life. They were the grandchildren of Brahmaji, son of a Prajapati known as Marichi. Once as you all know, the grandchildren are very dear to grandparents. As it is said, Prakash, you must be knowing, the interest is more sweeter than capital, right? Interest is more sweeter than capital, right, Prakash? So grandchildren, they are the interest of the grandparents. Thus, they are very sweet. So, the sixth son of Marichi, somehow or other, they please Brahma and they ask Brahma, how did you obtain this position? So Brahma talked them about how did he achieve this position by performing tapasya or austerity. Now this boy, simply by hearing from Brahma that due to performing this penance or tapasya, Brahma has got this position, they also wanted to get that kind of position. So they went out to perform tapasya. When Brahma heard about this, you are very disappointed. This is like you learn something from somebody, but without his permission, if you start using it, you need to get permission. So therein ask Brahma if they can perform the tapasya. This is demoniac mentality. The demoniac mentality is ya sastra vidhim ussirja vartate kam karata na sa siddhim vapnoti na sukham na param gati. They do not care for any authority. And they do things whimsically for their sense pleasure. That's what happening today. Even so-called Hindu in India, they say we are Hindu. They have no Bhagavad Gita at their home, no Ramayana at home. Or even if there is, they don't open and read. Right, Prakashji? No time. They'll read so many things, but not Gita and Bhagavatam. Where other religion, if you see, whether Muslims or Christian, I respect them for this thing. At least they read Quran and Bible. Whereas so-called Hindu, boom, they don't read. They don't read, so they do not know what to do, what not to do. So what is there? If there is no knowledge, what to do, what not to do, then naturally they will do a whimsical thing. Whatever they think best, they do. And that kind of activity is known as demoniac activities. Nasa siddhim avapnoti. Why do they do? Anek chitta vibhranta moha jal samavrita prasakta kama bhogesu patanti narakesu. Because they are too much under the control of their senses. Just to fulfill their lusty desire, they discard the scripture, the word of saintly people. And they get trapped. This is demoniac mentality. So the grandchildren of Brahma, they also did same thing. They wanted to become like Brahma. Just by, if somebody cross a river and come other side, and he asks, oh, how did you come? He said, oh, I swim in the river. But if you not know how to swim and you also want to cross and jump in the river, what will happen, Prakashji? You'll drown, right? Because you don't know how to swim. So simply because Brahma said, I perform tapasya and that's why I'm here, and they also wanted to perform tapasya. So they wanted to jump in the river without learning how to swim. This is demoniac mentality. So Brahma cursed them. Since they have performed the demoniac mentality, thus he cursed them to be demon. In next life, they became the son of Kaljavana. who was son of Hiranyakashipu. Again, they went to Hiranyakashipu and they asked him, how did you become so powerful that even demigods are afraid of you? What did you do? So Hiranyakashipu also said, I performed so much tapasya. Now these kids, without once again, they didn't ask permission from Hiranyakashipu and they went to perform tapasya. So Prabhupada said, even the demon, they also have some rules and regulations. So Hiranyakashipu also have rules and regulations. That these rascals, they didn't listen to me and they went to perform tapasya. So Hiranyakashipu cursed them that you will be killed by your own father. Earlier, when Brahma cursed, then they went and begged forgiveness from Brahma for doing this mistake. And they said, how will we be delivered? Then Brahma told them that if you get the remnant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahaprasad, Krishna in Dwapar Yug, then you will be delivered. So this Kaljaman later on became Kansa and he killed one after another 6 children of Devaki. So that has been described in verse number 4. Eke tam anurundhanam gyatayah paryupasate hatesu sadasu balesu. Yeah, where were they? Before they come to Devaki, Hiranyakashipu had cursed them in Satyug. Brahma had cursed them in Satyug. But they were killed in Dwapar. So they were staying with Bali Maharaj in Pata, in Sutala, as one unit, Sadgarbha. Known as Sadgarbha. Hatesu, Sadasu, Balesu, Devakya, Agrasenina. The son of Ugrasen, Kans, he killed 6 children of Devaki. Sattamo Vaishnavam Dhamam. The 6th child, Devaki was pregnant every year. So the 7th child, Sattamo Vaishnavam Dhamam. Balaramji perform different pastime in 5 way to serve the Lord. And one of this is Anantashesh. You see here, Lord is lying on Anantashesh. That is Vaishnavam Dhamam, or the residing place of Lord Vishnu, or the shelter of devotee, either way. Saptamo Vaishnavam Dhamam Yama Ananta Prachakchate, who is known as Ananta. Garbho Babuva Devakya Harsasoka Vivardhanam. So when Balaram came to, when he appear in the heart of Devaki, in the womb of Devaki. Here it has been described, Garbho Babhuva, when he entered in the womb of Devaki, Devakya, Harsasoka Vibardhanam. Devaki, because he was Supreme Personality of Godhead, so naturally, when Supreme Personality of Godhead comes in anybody mind, heart, then that person becomes very happy. Or other way, now once again, Devaki was pregnant, so she was happy. So harsha, shoka, and same time she was lamenting, because she has seen how Kansa has killed one after another 6 children. So she was frightened. Thus, she was lamenting that rascal Kansa will not leave this child also. And said, Vivardhanam. Both things, the happiness and distress, both were increasing day by day in the heart of Devaki. Vivardhanam. Vardhanam means increasing. And Vivardhanam means, you know, constantly or properly, nicely. And the reason been given why so. Then comes this verse. Evam sati bhaktesu daya asthapiteo daya paroto bhagavan sigram upayam kritavan iti aha bhagavan iti. Now from this verse, verse number 6 till verse number 13, in 8 verses the description is given that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead arranged for his appearance. Now Balaram was there, and even if Balaram appeared to Devaki, Kansa could not have killed him. Or even if Kansa would have tried to kill Balaram, just by touch of Balaram, Kansa will die. The Lord knew this. Then Lord will not come. He will not appear. So Lord wanted to appear. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Lordhead made all the arrangement which we'll be hearing from today on. Bhagavan api viswatma. The word has been used, Bhagavan. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. In first canto, third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, all the different incarnations have been described. Even the incarnation of Krishna and Balaram is also described. After describing all these things, Suta Goswami makes it clear. Ete cha ansa kala punsa. All these incarnations so far I have described, they are either kala or ansa of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But, tu means but, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. But among them, one who is Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Bhagavan Swayam. Means full up with all 6 opulences. So the word is used here, Bhagavan Api. Api means knowing very well what will happen if Balaram appears from Devaki. So Bhagavan means all powerful, all knowledgeable, everything. And Api means Krishna knew what will happen if Kamsa, he has killed 6 children, naturally he is going to kill 7th one, Balaram. So what will happen? That indicated here by the word Api. Bhagavan Api Vishwatma. So this Bhagavan Api is significant. The word Api has connection with Balaram. What will happen if Kamsa touches Balaram? And Vishwatma is meant for the Lord appear. Pritranaya sadhunam, vinasaya cha duskritam. Paritranaya Sadhunam. In the first chapter, it has been described that the Lord appear, the cause of the Lord appearance is the distress of devotee. They are distressed by this demon to Mother Earth, Bhumi. Then she went to Brahma, and with Brahma and all demigods, they went to Chirotsai Vishnu, Bhumi, Devaki, and all other devotees. So, Lord is Vishwatma, he in the heart of one and all. So that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now the word Vishwatma refers to Super Soul. And Prabhupada, in purport, he writes the activity of Super Soul. Matta, Smriti, Jnanam, Apohanam, Cha. These are some of the activities of the Super Soul. And that is Chirodakshaya Vishnu. So ordinarily, people in general, they say Krishna appeared from Vishnu. They say Krishna appeared from Vishnu. That is Vishwatma. But in this material world, Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Chirodakshaya Vishnu, they are the predominating deity of this material world. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this material world. Karanadakshaya Vishnu, Jai Sri Sri Gaurnitai Ki Jai, Sitaramacharam Naam Ki Jai, Radharashtri Hariju Ki Jai, has very little work, not much. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu also had not much. But real work is with Chirodakshaya Vishnu. Chirodakshaya Vishnu does two things. He is Paramatma in our heart, as well as he is the maintainer of this material world. So he is Paramatma. Chirodakshaya Vishnu is Paramatma. And he knows everything. Sarvasya chaham risanna vishtam matta smriti jnana pohanam cha. Since he is the Super Soul, he knew everything. Therefore, it has been mentioned here that Bhagavan api Vishwatma viditva. He is Vishwatma. He is in everyone's heart. Therefore, he understood viditva. He knew what? Kansa jam. Kansa means kansa, and jam means janma. Kya? From janma. Bhayam. The fear has come from kansa. The Supreme Personality of Godhead knew that all the devotees who are very fearful, and the cause of their fear is no one but Kansa. Jadunam nijanathanam yogamaya samadhisat. What a wonderful word. Krishna like to be known in connection with his devotee. He is very happy when he is called Bhakta Vatsala. You know, Radha Raman, Yashoda Nandan, Devaki Nandan, Vasudeva Nandan. If there is a connection with the devotee, the Lord is very happy. So here a connection is given, Jadunam Nijanathanam. Who is he? He is Jadunath. He is Jadunath. Therefore, in beginning of this chapter, Parikshit Maharaj, when he asked the question, he said, kathito vansa vistaro भवतां सोम सूर्यो राज्ञा च उभयवंशानां चरितं परम अद्भुतम्। He did not say that I want to hear about the pastime of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he said, Ragyah cha ubhayavansanam, I want to hear the pastime of the king who has appeared in the Sombansa and Chandravansa, in Surjavansa and Chandravansa. Because those kings are not ordinary kings. They have connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are devotee of the Lord. And to refine whole thing, he goes furthermore. He said, among all those king, jadoscha dharmasilasya nitaramunisattama, tatra anse ansensa tatra anse ansa avatrinasya vishnu biryani samnaha avatirya jadobanse bhagavan bhutabhavana avatirna jadubanse. The Lord appeared in Jadubansa. So Jaduj are very dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is known as Jadava. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama. He is Jadava. Jadunam Nijanathanam. The Jadavas, they have accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as their protector, Nijanathana. We all should have some Nath. Without Nath, we are anath. Nobody likes to be anath. We should be sanath. In this material world, whoever you accept as your maintainer will leave you today or tomorrow. A woman, after she married, she is Sanath, she has Nath, she has Swami. But who knows? She will also become a widow. We are born, we have parents, we are Sanath. When the parents die, they say, oh, bacha Anath ho gaya. But Krishna, if you accept Krishna as our Nath, as Master, then there is no question of becoming Anath. We will always remain Sanath. So Srila Prabhupada has given this technique. Lord Chaitanya has given this technique that how to make Krishna our Nath and thus remain Sanath all the time. Kirtaniya Sadha Hari. Simply by chanting constantly the holiness of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. We will remain Sanat. We will also become, just like Jadunam, Nijanathanam, the Jadavaj, they have accepted Krishna as their Nath. So we all also, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, has accepted Radharas Vihari Ji as our Nath. So have faith, Krishna will never let us down. Radharas Vihari will never let us down. I have my personal experience. Many a time you go up and down, I feel Radharas Vihari is always there to protect us. Just simply accept him as your Nath. That's it. In material world, if you go and accept somebody, say, you are my Nath, you are my protector, please protect me. Will he protect you? No. But to Krishna, simply raise your hand and call out for him and he will accept you. So, Jadunam Nijanathanam Jogamaya Samadhista. So, in this verse, we see that Supreme Personality of Godhead, full up with all six appliances, knew the potency of Balaram, Bhagavan Api. First thing, he knew the potency of Balaram and what will happen if Kansa touched. Secondly, Vishvatma viditva kansajam bhayam. Not only Jadavs were afraid of Kansa, but many saintly people were afraid of Kansa. And the Lord knew that the cause of the fear is Kansa, to protect those devotees, Devaki and others. And of course, kya ho raha bhai? Jadunam nijanathanam, and finally to Jadavaj, to protect the Jadavaj. What did he do? Then Jogamaya samadisam. This Jogamaya. When Akrurji, while taking Krishna to Mathura, he took bath and he saw Krishna Balaram and he was going to offer the water. And he saw them in chariot also. So there he was praying. There are 12 different kind of energy of the Lord is being prayed by Akrurji. And one of the energy is known as Jogamaya. So Jogamaya is the spiritual potency of the Lord. Sometime it is also mentioned as Atma Maya. Atma Maya or Jogamaya, both are the same. Kaise Atma Maya? Anybody remember any sloka? Atma Maya? Sambhavami Atma Maya. He appears Atma Maya. So Atma Maya or Jogamaya, I mean, this is eternal potency or Aladhani Shakti, Atma Maya, Sama Adisam, Adisa. Adisa means order. Now he ordering. How is ordering? Sama, properly. You know, he's giving full information. Means Jogamaya is there in front of him. And now the Lord is giving Adesh. What she is supposed to do? She folded hand, standing in front of the Lord. And she asked, "My Lord, what can I do for you? Why do you remember me? I mean, what can I do for you?" So some Adesh. Then he said, "Gaksham Devi Brajam Bhadre Gopagobhi Alankritam Rohini Vasudevasya Bharyate Nanda Gokule Anyascha Kansam Vigna Vivaresu Vasantihi Devakya Jatare Garbha Sesakyam Dham Mamakam Tan Sanniskrishya Rohiniya Udare Sannivesitam Yatha Aham Ansabhagena Devakya Putra Tam Subhe Prapasyami tvam jasodayam nandapatna bhavishyati. So up to verse number 9, the Lord has given instruction what supposed to do. And Lord is giving a temptation to her that if you do this thing, then what will happen? He said, Archisanti manusyatvam sarvakama bareswarim Dhupo upahara balibhi sarvakama bara pradam. Namadheyani kuruvanti asthanani cha narabhuvi durugeti bhadrakaliti vijaya vaishnaviti cha kumuda chandika krishna madhavi kanyaketi cha maya narayani isani sarade ambiketi cha. So Lord said how she will be worshipped and she will have different name of different places. Then finally he said, Garbha Sankarsanatam Vai Prahu Sankarsanam Bhuvi Rameti Lokaramarad Balabhadram Balokchayat Sandivestam Bhagavata Tathoj Tatha iti इतिम तदा वचा परिगृह परिक्रम्यम गाम ता तम तथा करोत। तो टेक्स्ट नंबर टिल टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 ही सेड गर्भ संकर्षणात व्हाट यू हैव टू डू इज टू टेक दिस गर्भ व्हिच इज इन द ओम ऑफ जठर इन देवकी देवक्या जठरे। बलराम वाज नॉट इन ओम ऑफ देवकी ही वाज इन जठर ऑफ देवकी बिकॉज बलराम इज फायरी। इफ यू हैव गॉन इन द ओम ऑफ देवकी द ओम वुड हैव ब्रस्टेड देयर फॉर ही वाज केप्ट। फायर कैन लिव विद द फायर सो जठर इज द फायर देवक्या जठरे गर्भ दिस गर्भ वेर इट इज इन देवक्या जठरे इन हर जठर वेर द फायर इज देयर इन अवर बॉडी टू डाइजेस्ट अवर फूड इज देयर। सो द गर्भ दैट गर्भ हु इज इन जठरे संकर्षणात पुलित तम वही प्राहु संकर्षणम भुवि सिंस यू विल पुल इट विल बी नोन एज संकर्षण इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड। रामेति लोकर्मणाम ही विल आल्सो बी नोन एज राम हु विल गिव अल्टीमेट प्लेजर टू एवरी वन इन दिस वर्ल्ड। बलभद्रम बलक्षयात बिकॉज ऑफ सो मच स्ट्रेंथ विल आल्सो बी नोन एज बलभद्र। सो नामकरण आल्सो द लॉर्ड हैज डन टू देवकी। सो टेक्स्ट नंबर 6 टिल टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 इज द वन सेक्शन। सो आई जस्ट फिनिश फ्रॉम टेक्स्ट नंबर 6 टू 13 दैट सम आदेश द लॉर्ड हैज गिवन ऑर्डर टू जोग माया व्हाट टू डू। थैंक यू वेरी मच। हरे कृष्ण। एनी कमेंट और क्वेश्चन? No question, I'm surprised. We have to go for book distribution. Good. Yes. Yeah, they start asking slowly. If you, one will ask, another will ask.
Hare Krishna, Praji. Thank you for the wonderful class. Praji, in the beginning you told about the 6 sons. Even though they were cursed by Brahma, and you know they did that mistake, but still they were cursed, and then they again performed the same mistake, and then they were, so this tendency of not being able to overcome the mistakes, so even we see that that was there even the times of Satyuga. So how this can in my life also this thing happen, that even I'm corrected but still the tendency is there?
That's the demoniac mentality. The intelligent person only by once they learn their lesson, but the dull minded or demoniac people, they keep getting kicked, still they don't understand. Prabhupada said that there are 3 kind of people. One, simply by hearing he learns, other by seeing he learns, and other by experience. But there are people even after experience they don't learn. That's demoniac, low class, way down. So we are there in Kali Yuga, Kalo Dosi Nidhi Rajan, full of its lot of faults. But Krishna consciousness is very powerful. Association of devotees is very powerful. Keep holding the feet of Srila Prabhupada and the devotees, and I'm sure one day, how long can go on doing this thing? One day we will change our direction, and that will be the real day. There is chance, even 1% chance, just like if somebody meets an accident, even, you know, he's just simply breathing. We don't say, oh, he will die, why to waste money? We take a chance, right? We take it to hospital. 1% chance is there. Maybe from 1% he will. So some chance is there. At least we have joined Krishna consciousness movement. some chance is there. We are in hospital. So just let's take this medicine properly and follow the doctor and we'll be cured. No problem. Okay? Any other question? Yes, Gopal? All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya.